Gentlemen, Shalom Aleichem, a Freilichen Shushan Purim. We are continuing with the Mishnah Yomi in the sixth parak of Demai at the eighth Mishnah. Yesterday's Mishnah, we discussed partners who are dividing up grapes and processing it into wine, which is very appropriate for Purim. And now that the wine is beginning to wear off, we are continuing with the eighth Mishnah with a similar learning. Shnayim Shekiblu Sade Berisut. Two men that they were mekabel, it means they accepted to work as sade berisut, as sharecroppers. So the owner of the land gets a percentage, and each of these men who are working the land get a percentage. Oshi yarshu, or they inherited the land from a relative. Oshi nitafu, or they became business partners and then started working together on their land. Yachol hu lomar, one can say to the other, tol atachitim. You take the wheat as your share, shebamakom ploni, the wheat that's in a certain place, like the wheat on that side of the field. This we're talking about wheat that's attached, says the Barnura. Vani chitim shebamakom ploni. I'll take the wheat on the other side of the field or in another place. Ata yain shebamakom ploni. You can take the wine in one place. You know, they're stacking the barrels in their wine cellar. You'll take that side of the wine cellar. Ani yain shebamakom ploni, and I'll take the wine that's in the other side. What's going on is there is a brera in this event where they are allowed to, the one man who is meticulous to take tithes is allowed to say to the other, I'll take this part. And what he takes, we assume it was always his all along, so he's going to take tithes normally and let the other man take tithes as he sees fit. And we're not so sure he's going to take all the tithes, but he's going to take tithes as he normally does, and it won't be the problem anymore because there is braver in this case. And we allow the person, the ma'aser, the man who takes tithes, to just say, I'll take mine and you take yours. Aval, the Mishnah continues, the last part of the Mishnah, Aval lo yomar, we can't tell him, Tol atachitim v'nisorim. You take the wheat, I'll take the barley. Or tol atayin v'niatol shaman. You take the wine, and I'll take the oil. So Baruch Hashem, they've got a whole operation vineyard going on here. There's wheat, there's barley, there's wine, there's oil. But in the Seifa, he can't do this. He can't split it up under different species because it's like doing business. It's like trading because they each have an equal percentage of the wheat or the barley or the oil or the wine. They're business partners. They're inheritors. If they each have an equal percentage, and Reuven, who's careful with tithes, says to Shimon, we had a similar case yesterday talking about they each owned half a grape when they go to process it. So here's the same thing. If Reuven owns half the wheat, he can't then tell Shimon, listen, I'll trade you my wheat. I own half the wheat. I'll trade you my half for your half of the barley, and I'll take all the barley, and you'll take all the wheat. So you can't do that because it's doing business with untithed produce, and to do that with a business partner who's not necessarily going to take the tithes, now you're doing business with untithed produce, and that's the whole ikar of Demai, is we're concerned he's not going to take all the tithes, so we would have to be metakin this before doing business with it, so we can't go ahead and make this sort of trade, this swap of my wheat for your barley, my oil for your wine. You couldn't rely on Brera in that case. You would have to go ahead and you'd have to assign it, I'll take the wine in this place and you take the wine in that place because they each have half a right in it, and they'll have to go and be metaken what's his. Continuing with Mishnah Tes, Chaver v'ama aretz, shiyarshu et avihem ama aretz. It's a very interesting case. And Hashkafa, because what's going on is there's a chaver. Now, chaver is not just someone careful with tithes. That the Mishnah calls that a ma'aser. A chaver is meticulous with tuma and tahara as well. He's very careful with all areas of life. He's learned. He's careful. He's one of these vasikin guys. He's really, really careful, and he comes from a family of amaretz. So you see, Rabosai, whatever your background is, wherever you went to yeshiva, wherever you went to school, even a public school, you can become a chaver. Whatever your family was, it can't hold you back. If you really put in the effort and the energy and the long hours in the Beis Medrash, you too can be a chaver. So this is the chaver who comes from the Amaretz family, and now they're inheriting their father, the Amaretz. Yachol hu lo mar lo. So the chaver, who's careful with tuma and tahara and tithes, can tell the other brother, Tola tachitim shemakom ploni, fani chitim shemakom ploni. You take the wheat over here, and I'll take the wheat over there. So it's like the last Mishnah. You can say, listen, I'll take this side, you take that side. Ata yayin shemakom ploni, fani yayin shemakom ploni. And I'll take the wine over here, you take the wine over there. So this is just an even division, which makes sense because he's really entitled to half of the Yerusha, and the other brother, the other half. That's fine. Aval, the Sefer of the Mishnah, gives us the wrinkle here. Aval lo yomar lo, tola tachiti and vanisorin. So again, he can't trade. If every single brother has a right to half the wheat and half the barley, then for the chaver brother to say, listen, I want the wheat, you take the barley, it's as if he's saying, I'm selling you half my interest in the barley to acquire half your interest in the wheat. That's doing business with untithed produce, because the father is also an amar. It's untithed produce. They would have to be metaken all the produce before doing business with it, before dividing it, because you can't do business with untithed produce. The seifa, the last part of the Mishnah, says, tolata halach. He can't say this. The chaver can't say tolata halach. You take the wet, the produce that was already cut off the ground and got wet, V'ani tol et yavesh, and I'll take the dry, the part that never got wet. Because remember, to become mekabel tuma, we mentioned a lot in the Gemara at the end of Moed Katan, if you're holding in the Daf Yomi, a little chazara, things that get wet are now mekabel tuma. So things that were always dry, or if they get wet, it's raining on the field, and it gets wet, no problem. But once you've cut it off the ground, it's not mechuber l'karka, and it gets wet with one of the seven liquids that are machshir, the kabel tuma, then we assume it's Tameh. So what's going on is the father was an Amaretz. This farm was run by an Amaretz. He wasn't so careful all the time with Tumah and Tahara and getting things wet. And so the brother is a Chaver, doesn't want something Tameh. He really can't use it for himself if it's Tameh. So you might think, oh, he should go ahead and take the things that are dry and give his other brother who's an Amaretz the things that are wet. He doesn't care. But here's the problem. You can't do business with something, again, that's Tameh. And it's a shtickle leaf na'iver to say, listen, you take the Tameh and I'll take the Tahor. It's not so gishmak. So it's something he's not allowed to do. But if it's just they're splitting equally, I get half the wheat, you get half the wheat, I get half the wine, you get half the wine, that is allowed. Shkoyach Rabosai.